Wake-Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you can join us here on SportsMap Radio as we continue along. Going to our Progressive guest line. Progressive drivers are switching save with Progressive. Save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if it can save you hundreds on your car insurance. All right, Brooke Bentley joins us. Former reporter, former journalist, worked with the Houston Texans, and she's written a book called Sideline Confidential. It is a novel, but it's based on some real-life experiences. They always say, write what you know, and she knows the media very, very well. And it is a fascinating read, and there's some larger topics that go on with this book, and she's joining us here. We're proud to have her here on SportsMap Radio to discuss it. How are you, Brooke?
I'm good, Tony. Thank you for having me on.
All right, before we get into the book, let me just say this right away, that writing a book, a novel especially, is a really difficult thing to do. I want to ask, when did you come up with the idea, and how difficult was the process to do a fictionalized version of some things that you are familiar with?
This novel, I think, took me about 9 years to fully write. And I say that because I started out with the idea. So I worked for the Houston Texans. This novel is not at all based on them. But I had experience working in the NFL, and I thought it would be such a great story to write The Devil Wears Prada, but set in the NFL. And The Devil Wears Prada was one of my favorite reads. I love the movie. And I thought, this is a great idea. And I will write this at some point, but I'm really busy working right now. So I went on to work lots of different jobs. I actually did sports updates for Craig Larson, who you know very well through the radio world. And I worked in television. I was a sideline reporter at all these different jobs. And then I had my first child. And at the most inconvenient time on maternity leave, I decided I was going to write this book. And because it just gave me a little bit of time to distance myself and reflect and really think about what I wanted to write. And so I sat down and I tried writing, and it was really hard because I had a newborn. And so then I went back to work and just kind of would write in fits and spurts. And I had two children, and then the pandemic hit, and I finished my first draft and read it and thought, this is absolutely terrible. I'm going to start this over again. And so I knew what I wanted to do, and I really took it like a job. I made myself get up at 5 a.m. or, before my kids were awake and just sit and write. And I'm used to being in reporting where you're talking to people. And so it was very hard to just sit at my computer and not get up and want to get another cup of coffee or see, what snacks were available. But I really started to get into it. And then when I realized I had this cohesive story and I was enjoying writing it and reading it, I thought, okay, maybe I have something here. And so then about a year ago, I started sending it to agents and publishers, and it just happened very quickly. And all of a sudden they said, we want to have this book launched before football season. And so here we are.
So when you're writing this book, and again, it's easier to kind of, even in a fictionalized, to write kind of the environment that you know, how much of your experience was, golly, there's a book here. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it would be, but my experiences, there's something here that I'd love to put down on paper. How much of that was going on, and how much of this did you say, I have an idea for the book based on this, but in the end, I'll do it. I will go in whatever direction the book wants, where I take it.
Well, I think with my first draft, I really wrote based on my experiences. And then I realized this isn't my story. This isn't a memoir. This is a fictionalized book. And so the second time I sat down to write, I realized I could go anywhere I wanted. I really needed to step into the voice of the character and the other characters around this heroine. And it gave me just this freedom to go. And I actually also spoke with a lot of women who worked for different NFL teams. And that was very helpful because it took me out of my head and took me into the heads of people who've worked for, teams in Florida and on the East Coast. And, so geographically different experiences. Different run organizations. And that really helped me too, because I felt like I then had their stories, their voices, and I could kind of blend them all together to form this heroine. I wrote the book, and now it's very helpful. A lot of authors work with editors. The book world has changed quite a bit in the last few years. And just with publishing margins being so tight, with books very much sold on Kindles or Apple devices, you really have to work with editors before you even start the publishing process, because they want it ready to go and they don't want to spend the money on an editor to edit your book. And so I had the privilege of working with an editor who her dream had been to be the sideline reporter for the New York Yankees. And so she loved sports. and she got my vision. And so after I'd written my second novel and my second stab at it, she really helped me drill deep. And she said, you have something here, but this is what we need to do to take it to the next level. And so I think after I working with her, and it was so great because I really got to work with someone who understood this world and was invested in it. And that being the sports world and a woman being in the sports world.
Did you run into an issue where you were trying to create characters, whether they were the negative characters or the positive characters that were influencing Blake, the main character? Were you worried that people who knew you in your career would say, oh, I know that person there. I know she's talking about that individual.
Tony, very much so. I've had people reach out to me and say, am I in the book? I'm a little nervous.
Right.
And the book is very fictionalized. I mean, at the back of the book, there's an author Q&A, and I talk about how, you know, most of the people who are her closest friends are just made up out of thin air. But they are based on different people that, like I said, I mean, I worked in the NFL and I worked for the NFL at various events like the Super Bowl. You know, I was a media member who would go in and help with transcribing quotes and help with putting on press conferences. And so I got to know people at all these different teams. And so I really used some of their stories and experiences working with them. And it's very much a compilation, but some of these things, some did happen. Some I just made up based on what I thought would happen in these situations. But yes, I very much have received some phone calls and texts and messages saying, am I in this? Is this character going to be based on me? And it really isn't. I mean, in fact, I moved the team to Oklahoma City to have a fictitious team there because, first, I felt like that was the most believable city to be able to have an NFL-type team, a pro football team. But I didn't want it to be based on one team. I didn't want someone to think that this was someone's story from a team. And, you know, I think the toughest stories that I have heard are the ones that have come out from people who've, you know, worked in Washington. And so I really just want to like have one, it feel like one person, one team. We're singling people out because that's not what the book is.
Yeah,
it's fiction. It's all fiction.
The main character, Blake, and she arrives at this team. She's fresh and she's new and she gets in and she starts noticing that there's things that are going on in this male dominated culture that are, that affect her in a way. And I been in this business a long time, and one thing, I've met so many female broadcasters, and they always, we talk about their career and I talk about my career, and I'm like, you know, I discovered very early that I could go on the air and I could make a mistake. I could say a pitcher was had this record, and I could be wrong and go, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I was thinking of this other guy. And my colleagues, they couldn't do that without real scrutiny as to why they were in the business. And it was always bothered me. Do you think that's changed a lot with more and more female broadcasters getting into sports and having their presence? Is that changed, do you think, at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's so many more opportunities for women. I do think, though, there is more scrutiny as to, does she really know her stuff?
Right, right.
I mean, For me, I felt like knowledge was power. So if you knew your players, if you knew the team you were covering inside and out, I mean, you had to come prepared because there was just going to be that extra level of questioning, be it from the coaches you were going to be interviewing or just mainly the viewers. I mean, they want to make sure this person knows. And I think there's always a little bit of that question is, does she really know? Where you don't maybe see that as much with a man. I mean, what this book, too, for me was about was being a young woman in this industry is very difficult. As you get older and you understand different dynamics and you have connections and you have the knowledge base, it's so much easier to be able to succeed. But starting out is so much harder for young women. And I think, too, I mean, and this happened to me, there is all this excitement to work at that level, you know, with people who are famous, and there's different access to parties or events that you get, and you can get caught up in that and lose yourself a little bit. And that's what this character does. I mean, she's not perfect. She's flawed. And so, and you'll see that in the book as she deals with the challenges of being in that kind of environment. And then she has to figure out if she's going to succeed, how does she refocus? How does she prioritize her career and make this all work? And walk this tightrope, which I feel like a lot of young women reporters, it's not necessarily as you're more seasoned, but, you know, when you're young and starting out and trying to prove yourself, it's like, you know, be pretty, but not sexy. Know a lot, but not, don't like know too much and overshine someone else in the room.
That's great.
You know, and it's hard. And so I felt that, especially as I was a younger reporter, as I grew in my job and was more mature and really, you know, had more connections and had a deeper base of knowledge of how everything goes down in the sports world, it was different.
The name of the book is Sideline Confidential. Real quick, how do people get it when it finally is released?
Okay, we can get it now on Amazon. It's up for pre-order. It releases August 15th. Yeah, just go to Amazon, search Sideline Confidential.
Sideline Confidential. Brooke Bentley is the author joining us on Sports Map Radio. We will have a book giveaway down the line. Brooke, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you.
You got it. We'll continue at Sports Map Radio. It's Wake Up Call.